Hi, this is Tara Kemp, and you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
Hey, this is Wesley Ryan, and thanks for tuning in to a brand new episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music. One of my favorite things about this show is that each week, it's different, depending on who I interview. Sometimes I get to play some of my favorite songs, sometimes I get to connect on a personal level with some of my personal heroes, and sometimes I'm truly inspired by the message and the stories that the artist shares. But this week, I get to do all of those things in what is easily one of my favorite episodes of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music ever. In truth, it probably would have been without all of that, as the artist I'm spotlighting this week is an artist I have absolutely loved for over 25 years. Her name is Tara Kemp, and before we kick off the show with Hold You Tight, one of the best pop songs of all time, I had to share the story of the first time I heard that song with Tara, the temper tantrum it created in a very young and irritating Wesley Ryan, and why I can no longer pass a shoe store without immediately humming this track.
Well, I have to tell you, I currently live in Panama City, Florida, and when I was vacationing here as a kid, I heard Hold You Tight on the radio, and I threw the biggest temper tantrum ever to make my parents go, like, get that cassette single as soon as possible.
Wow.
Now that I live here, that it used to be a record store. Now it's a shoe store, and every time I walk by it, Hold You Tight comes into my head. It's the funniest thing.
Oh, that's so cute.
But Hold You Tight and Peace of My Heart are two of my all-time favorite pop songs ever. You know, they were massive hits. What are your memories from that experience?
Wow, it was a real whirlwind. It was just crazy. I was touring all over the world and doing all kinds of shows. You know, I got to go on Soul Train,
yes.
And I was a big fan of that show, and I got to go on the Oprah Winfrey Show, and that was really cool. But I think one of the most exciting things was getting to meet and play with all these other artists that I admired and respected and was a fan of as well. That was a huge thrill. And the Club MTV tour was definitely the highlight of the entire experience.
Yeah, I was too young to go to that, but I remember being really bummed about that.
Oh, God, it was so much fun. We had such a blast. So that was, it was me, Color Me Bad, Gerardo, CNC Music Factory, Tony, and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, I love it so much.
So we had so much fun. It was 9.5 weeks of just, you know, a bunch of young adults in the height of their careers, just having a great time. We had so much fun. It was like summer camp for adults.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
One of the reasons why I was thrilled to talk to you is I want to find out the music that's inspired you, you know, who you are as a musician and a listener. And then especially now to know some of the songs that really inspire you and motivate you in those toughest times.
You know, I grew up studying classical music, and I started playing piano when I was 4 and harp when I was 9. So I was exposed to a lot of classical music growing up and a lot of jazz. My dad was really into jazz. But my first big, like, you know, aside from when I was little, like, of course, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson. But when I got a little bit older, my first artist that I was just obsessed with was Barbara Streisand.
Yes.
I loved her, wanted to be her, thought she was everything. I loved that she didn't look like anybody else, that she was not the epitome of beauty, you know. She had this whole different kind of look, a different kind of sound from everybody else. And she just had this unbelievable way to connect emotionally with the song. Like, you could feel everything that she was feeling.
Yeah. What's your favorite Barbara song?
That one's hard. That one's really hard because I've been listening to her for such a long time. Like, I have her classical album. I have, all of them, you know. Grandma's Hands. You know that song?
I do not, no.
Oh, yeah, it's a great song. I love that song. That was from the Butterfly album. It's a cool older album that I used to play, like, to death. But, I mean, I used to come home. I had, like, all her music books, right? So I would come home from school every day, and I would sit down at the piano, and I would play all those songs just for hours. Like, that was my therapy session.
Yeah.
Come home feeling just dejected and depressed, just sit there and play for hours and hours and hours. I'd play her albums and sing along with them and, you know, try to emulate her and her inflections and her attitude. And, like, she was just so spunky and so cool.
Well, I thought that way about you and also about Michael Jackson. So I'm curious if you have a favorite MJ song.
Oh, my God. I love him. Probably my favorite is the one that I really, like, fell head over heels in love with him was Ben. Again, he's one of those people who you can feel what he's feeling. Mm-hmm. You know, that to me is the real, as a fan, as a music fan, that's what I am drawn to. I'm drawn to that feeling because it is a release as a listener. When you're hearing something that you relate to and you just be singing along or listening to it, crying or laughing or whatever it is that's inspiring that emotion in you.
Let's kick off the first two songs on Tara Kemp's list of musical inspirations with two very moving tracks, the first written by Bill Withers and the second by Don Black and Walter Scharf. This is Barbra Streisand with Grandma's Hands and Michael Jackson with Ben.
Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. Grandma's hands played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hands been the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for.
Welcome back to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music. This week, we're highlighting the music and musical inspirations of the incredible Tara Kemp. And we just checked out Ben from the one and only Michael Jackson. Now, there was so much to love about Michael, his voice, his moves, his songwriting. But one of the best things about him was his passion about philanthropy. It's hard to think of an artist who supported such a wide array of charities and organizations. That's certainly one of the things I loved most about Michael Jackson. And as I talked with Tara about what she's been up to in the last few years, her passion to use the talent she's been given to have a positive impact on the world is something I grew to love about her as well.
Well, I was looking for artists to spotlight. This is the third season of my show. And I was going through some of my favorite artists, and then I found you and Paris in Spring, which I absolutely love that song so much.
Thank you.
What was the story behind that song?
So originally that song was written for my second album with Giant. It was rejected for the album. And of course, you know, I actually asked to be released from my contract with them due to creative differences. So anyway, it was never used. It was for me, but it was recorded with another artist. Dwayne Wiggins had produced it with another artist at one point. And also John Bendick, who's one of the co-writers on the song, also produced it with another artist at one point. But then when the Paris attacks happened, I wanted to do something to just make a statement. It was very upsetting to me, especially the fact that it was predominantly music fans that were attacked. So it really hit close to home. I didn't realize that these types of attacks were going to become an epidemic all over the world at that point. But I wanted to put something out, raise money for the families that were affected by the attacks. And so I asked Wayne to do the song with me.
Well, I love that so much because when something tragic like that happens, you know, a lot of us feel like there's absolutely nothing we can do. And so when we find a way to kind of heal ourselves, but then also support, you know, financially, I think that's such a beautiful thing. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
Paris in spring, lovers on holiday, the look in your eyes takes me your way to Paris in spring. Seems like just yesterday.
That was Paris in Spring, a beautiful song originally written for a 90s album that Tara turned into a tribute and a fundraising opportunity to help those affected by the Paris terrorist attacks. Sometimes when we see such horrible events take place, it's tempting to lose our faith in humanity and to focus on the worst of us. But the whole point of positive psychology is to instead focus on the happiness and the positivity found in the vast majority of us. That inclination for compassion and for unity is usually very apparent after something like the Paris terrorist attacks takes place. So many of us are moved and saddened by the loss of our fellow human beings, and it's very beautiful to see people post social media tributes, to share with others how they've been affected, and to send prayers and positive well wishes towards anyone involved. And don't get me wrong, all of that is wonderful and beautiful and represents so much good in humanity. But what's better than that, and what we usually really need, is positive change. And that's not just true of mass tragedies, that's true of the people in our everyday lives. It's always been easier to say, I love you, than to show it, but in an age where social media literally allows you to instantaneously tell millions of people you love them with a tweet, or a picture, or even an animated sticker, our actions are more meaningful and more needed than ever. So Tara's use of her track Paris in Spring to literally raise money and help those affected by the Paris tragedy serves as a very inspiring message. And on a much smaller scale, that's a message that Tara's been sharing with me ever since I was a little kid. Frequent fans of the show? No, I was, and still am, obsessed with Beverly Hills 90210. And on the official soundtrack for that show, whether or not she knew it at the time, Tara Kemp had an anthem about positive psychology and the power of positive pro-social behavior. True, it's focusing mostly on a romantic point of view, but the title and message of the song is something that applies to all of us in any situation we care about. From the 1992 soundtrack to Beverly Hills 90210, this is Tara Kemp with Action Speaks Louder Than Words.
Another song that really inspired me that I was thrilled to hear was Searching for Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about the meaning of that song. I have an idea, but I wanted to hear it from your lips first.
You know, I have my own ideas, I guess, of what that, I feel like that song is about. But I'd be curious to know what your thoughts are.
Well, I have a degree in psychology, so I try to analyze my favorite songs from that point of view. And so,
oh, cool.
Yeah, one of the things that it kind of made me think about was sometimes I get so caught up in trying to be perfect and trying to achieve the best at everything that I forget to really focus on the people that matter and what it is I love about what I'm doing. So I don't have to have the gold as long as I'm happy and centered. You know, the silver's fine, the bronze is fine. That's kind of what I took from it.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what it's about. You know, all of us tend to be perfectionists, especially as musicians and artists. And it can be crippling, you know, when you want everything to be just so perfect, and then you never end up finishing anything because nothing's ever perfect.
Right.
There's really no such thing.
Yeah.
So it's learning to have that acceptance of, you know, life isn't perfect. I can't be perfect. It's okay to be good,
right.
to be the best I can be.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes is the only perfection is imperfection, so that always sticks with me too.
Yeah, it's very Zen too.
Right?
You know?
Very, very Buddhist, very relaxing. Well, I've always been really passionate about music. I have zero music talent. I can't sing. I can't play. But music is always how I've expressed myself. I actually had depression and social anxiety, and music is what helped me kind of learn about the world. So I've always had very strong feelings, and I remember being such a fan of yours and being like really pissed off kind of at some of the way you were handled and that you didn't have, I think, the support that you deserved because your voice was just amazing.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, it was part of that, again, goes back to the fact that they signed me because I had a hit record.
Right.
Like, they knew the song was a hit. And that's really what they signed, was a hit record. They didn't sign me as an artist. They didn't even know who I was as an artist. They didn't know what I looked like. They didn't know what other material I had, what, you know, where I was coming from, what my history was, any of that. So, yeah, I was basically signed to a label that didn't really believe in me or have any interest, basically, in me as an artist.
Yeah, I can't imagine how frustrating that was.
It was frustrating. The nonsense of the music business was really, I couldn't deal with it. I was too wrapped up in what was happening with my dad's health and wanting to get back to the Bay Area so I could be close to him because we knew his time would be limited. So I just couldn't, I couldn't pretend and play the game that they wanted me to play, you know.
Well,
but back to you, I want to talk to you
okay.
about the depression and stuff, because I suffer from depression too. I always have since I was a little kid.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And, you know, I tend to isolate, and music, and I'm very shy.
Yes.
You know, my nature is, I'm a shy person, I'm very introverted. So my music and performing was like, that's what makes me feel normal. I don't have that, any way to get those emotions out or express that without it.
Well, how do you cope with your depression? What gets you through that?
Music, being active, you know, if I do something physical, it really helps a lot for me. But singing, there's something about singing, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, that I'm performing, although that's really good because I get to, that's when I can be extroverted, so it really helps kind of balance me out. Hmm. But the process of singing itself, there's something very healing about it. It's difficult to explain, but just the way the, I think it's a vibratory thing, actually.
Yeah.
The way that the music resonates within your body, it is very helpful to me. So that's my coping mechanism, is singing. That's it.
Yeah. You know, again, I have no musical talent, certainly none that you have. But especially songs that evoke emotions in me that I didn't even know I was feeling, like they help me get them out. And then also, you know, songs that I know so well. I mean, when I throw a piece of my heart on at the gym, I stop thinking about everything because I know every single word, every single note. And it's just, it's this very zen, you know, 90s dance moment that gets me through. So I relate so much to that. Well, who are some of the ones that you're listening to today?
Oh, okay. So I love, I'm a huge Pink fan.
Oh, me too.
I think she's amazing. I love her writing. I love how honest she is. And I love her. She's just, her voice is crazy. She's so talented. She's really good. I love her a lot. I'm really excited about Alisa Cara. I think she's amazing.
Absolutely. Have you heard Scars to Your Beautiful?
Oh, my God. Love that song.
Yeah.
She's just, again, like, really, I like the singer-songwriters a lot. But, yeah, she's super talented.
Before we get into some of the current tracks that are inspiring Tara Kemp, I just have to say how much I appreciate and am inspired by Tara sharing her story. In truth, I've always been inspired by people who are willing to talk about their depression, their anxiety, and some of the very personal things they experience. But that's a lesson that took me a long time to learn myself, and it's a lesson I'm still working on to this day. Sometimes people see someone with a master's degree in psychology, who's taught psychology classes, and who has a radio show called The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, and think, he must have figured out all of his problems. And spoiler alert, that is far from the case. I truly hope that people are inspired by and learn from the things that I share. The psychological messages, the music that's inspired me, and the combination of those two things is literally why I am still alive. But by no means should anyone think that I have life figured out or that I'm some king of wisdom. So I'm trying to be more open and honest about my own struggles that are still with me. I still deal with clinical depression. I still have social anxiety, and I still struggle with many of the concepts we talk about on this show. But my hope is that I can share my experiences and the experiences of amazing people like Tara Kemp to help others feel less alone, more understood, and to benefit from some of the things that have helped me. And the next two songs I'm about to play have had an immeasurable impact on my life. I certainly like the older songs that Tara Kemp picked for her musical inspirations, but when she started naming artists that inspire her today, she picked some of my absolute favorites. The next two ladies we're about to hear from, again, have very powerful vocals, but they've also made sure to write and release music that can truly have a positive impact on the world. Specifically, the next two songs we're about to hear are very helpful for those who may be suffering with low self-esteem. Sometimes society tells us that we have to be a certain way, or that there's something wrong with us because we're different. And unfortunately, sometimes we don't have powerful voices from those in our lives to counteract all of that negativity, shame, and self-hatred. That's why I'm always so moved and appreciative of artists who take the time to write songs like the ones we're about to hear. Alessia Cara and Pink have lifted me up more times than I can count with these two beautiful and encouraging tracks. With what I hope is a very powerful back-to-back self-esteem boost for all of us, here is Alessia Cara with Scars to Your Beautiful and Pink with Perfect. There's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know.
I'm loving Sia. I really love her. She's extraordinary. She's got that song Unstoppable. Have you heard that song?
I think I have.
Unstoppable by Sia. Listen to, talk about a song that you want to feel like you're invincible and you can make anything happen that day. Start your day with that song.
Sold.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Wow, so I'm really excited about what you're doing with the psychology aspect of it, and especially to learn that you deal with depression as well. That to me is a really, really important thing. And it's one of the things that I feel like as a musician is really important. One of the reasons why I'm really trying to start getting some more music out there is because I do feel like as an artist, as a singer-songwriter, that we have a special responsibility. And as you said, like, you don't sing, but you're a big music fan and you relate to these songs. And that's, to me, a really important thing because people do need to have an outlet for their emotions. They may not know how to express or put their finger on what they're feeling. And then they hear a song that's like, oh my God, that's just where I'm at right now today. And I think that's such a valuable tool to have. And, you know, I use it all the time. I listen to music all the time to help soothe my soul, or it energize me or encourage me, whatever it is. And so it's one of the things that I really am proud about to be a musician.
Yeah.
And would like to be able to continue. So that's my goal right now is, you know, my son is 15 and he's doing really well. So I'm really trying to get more music back out there, and especially in the state of the world today with as much volatility and hatred out there, any kind of love that I can contribute, you know, that's what I'm hoping to accomplish.
You know, you can go to a concert or you can play the radio and people of different perspectives and political backgrounds and different, you know, just all different types of people are experiencing the same emotion in the same moment.
That's because it's human.
Yeah.
Because emotion is human, and we all really are no different from each other. We're all the same.
Yeah.
So hopefully, in all this chaos, the end result will be us all coming to greater understanding of each other and our connectedness to each other. I suggest you go download Unstoppable by Sia.
I've got it in my notes to do as soon as I hang up the phone.
Yeah. You're going to like that one.
I suspect I will.
I did indeed download Unstoppable from Sia the second I got off the phone with Tara Kemp. And sure enough, it's one of my new favorite tracks about the power of the human spirit and how if we focus on positivity, not just for ourselves, but with other people, we can truly be unstoppable. It's the perfect song to end an hour with Tara Kemp, an artist who I really liked going into our interview, but after chatting with her, absolutely adore and am incredibly inspired by. I have no doubt that Tara will continue to be a positive light on those around her, not just by sharing her vocal talents and keeping music in her life, but by her everyday actions, her compassion, and her kindness. That's the kind of life that I'm striving to achieve, and if it's what you're after, I wish the same for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and remember, you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com for more information on Tara Kemp, how to download Paris in Spring, and more episodes of the show. For the Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with the final track on Tara Kemp's list of musical inspirations, here is a motivational anthem for all of us. See ya with Unstoppable.